scientists talk both about the a kind of interaction which you're gesturing towards, right, where both elements are causes of a measured outcome, but they also talk about environments as mediating variables, right? So there, the interaction is actually more of a statistical interaction, where you know, we can imagine a risk factor and an outcome and some aspect of the environment, like workplace or occupation status, mediates the effect of a gene or a heritability estimate for those people, right? So we can think about, well, what, I mean, and again, I can see what the paper is, but we can think about things like social support, right? We can think about environmental exposures in the workplace, right? There could be a lot of different things captured by a measurement like workplace or occupational status.
I guess it just seems we're talking about two levels. So when we're talking about cause and interaction,
right,
we've got two levels of description that it seems very obscure to me how those two levels of phenomena are causally interacting.
Well, and I think that's one of the huge challenges, right, to incorporating different measures of the environment with molecular genetic research, right? And we might decide we don't want to do it, but then the consequences are that these broader social and political categories fall out, right?
It's complicated. It's very complicated. I just want to pull this a bit further and ask where the transformative conversation takes place where you've done these qualitative interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So in the qualitative interviews, one of the things that comes up is that some scientists are thinking in terms of specificity.
Right.
Certain things in the environment isn't specific, other things is. So there's a way that through the discourse that the scientist is taking for granted,
mm-hmm,
a certain kind of paradigm of possibility of research, and also the way in which interaction is going to be envisioned,
mm-hmm,
comes up. There's a tension between what emerges out of your qualitative interviews with the scientists, which you don't really elaborate,
mm-hmm,
and the notion of the way in which certain things can be operational.
Yeah.
So that's a real tension with the methodology of the sociology that you're invoking.
Yeah.
So what was it, or how do you think about what you learned in the conversation, the qualitative conversations, and just how can you imagine the interaction?
So it's fun. I always appreciate when I get questions that sort of hit on exactly what I'm struggling with, like, especially because I don't know that it was so well represented in this talk, right? And the part of what I'm struggling with in my larger work is this question of how do we understand the agency and the decision making of these environmental health scientists, right? And I think they're a particularly interesting case because I see them as so burdened and constrained by the processes through which we do environmental risk assessment regulation and lawmaking in this country, right? So when we ask questions about how environmental health scientists are grappling with which chemicals they choose to study, how they conceptualize genes or the environment, do they or do they not take up broader issues of social, economic, political justice and injustice, one of the things that's always in the back of my mind is, and if we did environmental risk assessment and regulation differently, how might they do their work differently, right? Because I think that this is a field that is massively constrained by the way we do regulation and policy, and then I worry that I've been sort of captured by their narratives, because this is certainly the way they talk about decisions they make about their work, and I feel like I have reasonably good institutional evidence for this. Also, like, if you look at how scientists, environmental health scientists, try to build the case for new research projects, for innovative ways of measuring exposure, for better ways of capturing individual burdens of exposure, even if what they tell me in an interview is, this is what I've always wanted to do and I'm delaying my retirement because it seems possible and I'm so excited about this, the official face of this is going to transform environmental regulation in the United States. So I think they're really bound in a way. And I think that one of the reasons that people were so gracious with me and willing to engage with these interviews is that they want to have the other conversation. In writing this up in book form, one of the challenges for me has been trying to write it up in a way that it can be taught in environmental health science classes, because the scientists I interviewed told me that they want that kind of book. So wish me luck.
Hi, Noon. Thank you very much.